I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
One officer was shot, but saved by the fact that he was wearing obviously a very good bulletproof vest. He was shot from very close distance with a very powerful gun, and the vest did the job. I just spoke to the officer, and he's doing great. He's great shape. He is has very high spirits, and we told him we love him and respect him. And he's a very proud guy. He's very proud of what he does.
President Trump, on the same night that a gunman tried to get into the correspondence ballroom Saturday night, with the motive, obviously, to kill Trump. Now, the motives you're going to hear scattered around. Well, he wasn't really after Trump. Maybe he wanted to go after correspondence. You know what the intended target was. Everybody knows what the intended target was if he had a chance. And Donald Trump wanted to continue the correspondence dinner after he was rushed out because of the shooting outside the ballroom. The guy never got inside the ballroom. Security did remain tight to that extent. But he ran through an exterior security checkpoint, just ran through. And one Secret Service agent, immediately shot, it appeared to be in the abdomen, as the guy ran through an initial checkpoint. The agent grabbed at his stomach, fell down, then reached for his weapon immediately and one knee down, started to try to open fire if he could find the suspect. Others were doing the same thing. They apparently fired several shots and he wasn't hit. But they did catch him. They got him down the ground. And that night, the White House correspondents' dinner is often a chance to roast the president, mock him, make fun of him. And I'm sure a lot of them had some great comments lined up. And I'm sure that Trump had some great responses. You go into this thing kind of like a Dean Martin celebrity roast. You know they're going to come after you. That's okay. I'm going to fire back at them some. And Trump really wanted to continue that night. But the Secret Service said, no, sir, protocol says we cannot do it tonight. So Trump later came forward and said, we will schedule it. Hopefully within the next 30 days, he wants to do it again. He said, we're not going to change our style of life and what we want in this nation because of sickos like this. And then what drove the guy to do this? Well, I'll get into that in more detail because at one point he had a NASA fellowship. And apparently he had gotten Teacher of the Year or something like that at some point. What turned him? Well, I would think a lot of the vile rhetoric's going on from the left. And I'm going to play some of that for you later. Now, I'll let you make your own judgment if you think that might have fueled it. But if someone is already mentally unstable and off, one word could be all they need to put them over the edge. And right now, it's not just one word that's been hammered against Trump and the USA, and MAGA, and any conservatives. It's a flood, a torrent, a tsunami of hate. What would you expect that to create? It's not a loving environment. And then what Jimmy Kimmel had to say, and then what Barack Obama had to say? Oh, we got a lot to cover for you coming up in this hour and more. Welcome to hour number one, Larry Connors USA. We're here for you every Monday through Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. And when we're on the air, like we are right now, we are streaming video. You can watch the program. I encourage you to do it. How do you do it? Well, you go to News Talk, STL, Rumble, Facebook or Twitter, or Larry Connors, USA, Rumble, or Facebook. We'll make it available for you as well later at a podcast for you. At Newstalk STL, LarryConnorsUSA.com, and Larry Connors USA Facebook. So if you miss any part of this, and you want to go back and listen to it again or pick up what you missed, or more importantly, you want to send it on and share it to others, pull up the podcast and do so. We thank you. With Larry Connors USA, every hour, we're going to deliver you not just news, analysis, and opinion, but education, which means every hour, when you finish listening to that hour, you'll have more knowledge than you do when we begin that hour. That's a guarantee. In our next hour, the UFO question and all these scientists missing or dying mysteriously, that's now going to be apparently a focus of an investigation. And I want to see full details on that one as well. We will deal with that story in our second hour. Later in this hour, the Democrats, of course, deny responsibility. They are like Pontius Pilate washing his hands. I had nothing to do with the death of Jesus Christ. It was not my decision that they chose Barabbas instead of Jesus. The Democrats have blood on their hands for every incident that has been a violence against any conservative, and for many Americans who are just trying to live their lives because Joe Biden opened the border for all the illegals unvetted to come into our nation. Thank you, Joe Biden. Not every illegal who came in is here to create chaos and crime and so forth, but many of them are. And many of them, even if they weren't intending to do that, they cause accidents because they've been given commercial driver's licenses to handle 18-wheelers on your highways, driving next to you and your family, when they cannot even read the signs on the road and they don't understand safety regulations. It's all on their hands. The story behind the story today, it's going to be a little more personal. It's a reference to my father and me. And I would think that this is going to hit home for a lot of you dealing with your father or your mother or any parent. And that'll be coming up a little bit later. The story behind the story, that's in this hour. Yesterday, of course, Trump was on 60 Minutes. And again, talking about that agent that took a bullet.
The Secret Service agent, I spoke to him, he had a bulletproof vest on. Unbelievable.
He's okay.
Oh, he's 100%. Yeah, no, he was 100%. He didn't want to go to the hospital. He really didn't. They asked him to go, and he didn't want to go. He said, I don't need to go to the hospital. But he went because they asked him to go. I would have said to tell him not to go. If he doesn't want to go, what do you force him to go for? Because then the press will say, oh, he was badly hurt. No, he didn't want to go to the hospital, and they forced him to go. And I'm not saying they're wrong, but I would have said, if he doesn't want to go, don't make him go.
Yep, he wanted to not go to the hospital. And, of course, in the midst of that melee were a lot of correspondents, many of them with liberal outlets. We all know that. We know that by the alphabet that goes with their network or their publication. But the idea, of course, at that point was to protect the president. And if you were watching it live, which I doubt many were watching the White House Correspondents' Dinner live broadcast, but boy, once the word hit, everybody went to pull up the video. The president sitting there with the first lady, a guy standing over talking to them, and there's a little laughter, some kind of piece of paper, like a joke unfolded or something, and all of a sudden agents are all over them, storming the stage, getting them down, getting them off the stage. In addition to the Secret Service agents there, you also had military force, Secret Service moving in with military-grade weapons. And I point that out because you know what we've had already? We've had already two Democrats come forward, a Pennsylvania state representative. I'm sorry, it's the same guy. I thought it was two different names. And he was also a Democrat Party vice chair, Malcolm Kenyatta, pushing immediately for a ban on military-grade weapons because of the shooter. He's an idiot. The shooter that intended to get into the dinner and shoot anyone and everyone that he could was carrying a handgun, and a shotgun. Both purchased legally. I believe in Second Amendment rights. Now, whether or not he should have had it, I don't know. If the proper background check had been run, I don't know. But here's somebody again, oh, we need more gun control laws. You're an idiot. First of all, you're not even paying attention to what the man had. Acting Attorney General Blanche.
What we saw last night with law enforcement was something that should be a testament to every single American that they have men and women protecting them, not only outside these borders with our great military, but also inside these borders with law enforcement. So it was that made me very proud to lead the Department of Justice last night when I saw the work that everybody was doing, keeping everybody safe and also launching and very quickly conducting an investigation that will necessarily take time. But we've got a lot done already.
Word came out that I saw that Erica Kirk, who was there, of course, her husband, Charlie Kirk, had been assassinated earlier this year, last year. And she was there for that event. And after all that took place, she was just saying, I just want to get out here. I want to get home. I certainly sympathize that. She wanted to get home to her children. And again, it reemphasized the need for a White House ballroom, which Trump had offered to do and pay for out of his own money, or, of course, money he would gather from others, when Obama was president. Said, you need a large ballroom here for the White House, and it would be more secure. And it would be, than going to a hotel and trying to secure everything that's already been in place for some time. And then you get the idiots that are out there and some of the things they were doing. Not that I really give a D about actress Mia Farrow anymore, but she went to the Democrat digital echo chamber Blue Sky and promoted that this shooting attempt might have been part of an effort by Donald Trump, quote, to raise approval ratings. My God, what the hell are they drinking to come up with that? And then you've got what Jimmy Kimmel said. Hateful language. Referring previous to this event to Melania Trump saying, she has the glow of an expectant widow. An expectant widow. The first lady called for ABC to fire Jimmy Kimmel over his hateful language. She said, it's hateful, violent, intended to divide our country. His monologue about my family is not comedy. His words are corrosive, deepens the political sickness within America. Melania Trump, and I certainly agree. But despite his remarks and others who hate Trump, leftists continue to want to wash their hands of inciting any violence such as this.
I wake up each morning hoping he has died. I go to bed each night, hoping by the time I get up in the morning, he has died. I'm fully convinced that we can't even begin to start fixing any of our problems until he has died. For the love of all things good, just die.
That is a liberal teacher who went to his social media to say, I wake up every day praying for Trump to die. I never once, as much as I disliked Biden and Obama, I never once prayed for their death. And I don't think any of you did either. If you did, shame on you. But they're going to keep in mind, these kinds of calls have been going on and on and on forever.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country, and maybe there will be.
People need to start taking to the streets. This is a dictator.
You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there is unrest in our lives.
Enemies of the state.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
When they go low, we kick.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
Biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right, up to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. I said, even if he lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump, and that's a fact.
You hear all that? That's just a collection of some of the bites that exist out there. And yet former Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi says, you can't blame us.
People don't have any intention of saying something that's going to lead to something dangerous. But we cannot take responsibility for the minds that are out there and how they hear it.
It's not that you can't take responsibility. You won't take responsibility. A perfect example that exists right now, a sitting Illinois Governor Pritzker.
How do you prove to somebody that you're a U.S. citizen? Your accent? The color of your skin? That's not the country we live in. You know, you shouldn't have to walk around with papers the way that they did in the early days of Nazi Germany to prove that you belong and that you're not one of them. And that is essentially the kind of country that we're becoming if you allow ICE to simply grab people after racial profiling.
So there you go again, comparing Trump and ICE and Homeland Security Department to Nazi Hitler. And a would-be governor of California does the same thing.
So he was in the Navy, and then after the war, because he had a law degree, was a lawyer, they made him the assistant to the chief prosecutor of the Nazi war criminals at the Nuremberg trials. So he actually, after the war, prosecuted those people, and it was a huge event for him. And he told my two big brothers and me, if you see something wrong in the country, make sure you fight it as fast and as hard as you can, because they didn't do that in Germany and something happened there that was almost unimaginable. And honestly, that was the reason I started the Need to Impeach movement. Cool. Over 2 years ago, I thought there's something terribly wrong at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Yeah, so there's.
I started a petition drive. Over 8.5 million Americans signed that petition to say this guy has to be held to account.
That's California Governor Steyer talking about his family and his father and everyone else, but again calling Trump a Nazi. Barack Obama stated over the weekend online, although we don't yet have details about the motives, immediately you saw EPA Administrator Zeldin posting, don't pretend to be clueless about this motive. Former FBI Deputy Director Bongino, are you kidding? I mean, several others saying, this is a manifesto. He said he was going to go in there. It's all been published. It was published immediately as the FBI had it. They know what the motive was. But again, they will not take responsibility for it. We're going to talk about Obama and his reaction more in our next hour. Coming up later in this hour, Gordon Chain on China and Iran and new talks, maybe, maybe not. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Another day, must be another roofer in town. John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing. And the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Spring weather has everyone sneezing, even inside their home or building. Instead of saying Gesundheit, call Wellington Environmental to perform air tests to determine if mold levels are too high. Gesundheit is the same as saying bless you after someone sneezes, the German word meaning wishing you good health. Wellington Environmental can perform air testing that is simple, fast, and can identify issues keeping you from having good health. Wellington does the same for hospitals and nursing homes for indoor concerns. Give them a call. It's simple. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Tell Cindy, I need air sampling. They've seen it all. They can help you. Next time you hear Gesundheit, think Wellington, Wellington Environmental. Be well with Wellington. True comfort is something you should feel every day in your home. It's the quiet of your mornings, the consistency of your indoor temperature, the way your home feels season after season. With Renewal by Andersen, from consultation through installation, everything is handled by one experienced team, built around your home, your schedule. Our exclusive Fibrex material, stronger than vinyl, built for extreme temperatures. And right now, you can save 20% off your entire project. Plus, take an additional $100 off every window and door, up to $1,000. 20% off the entire project. Flexible financing is available, but you need to call by April 30th. 877-WINDOWS. RenewalByAndersen.com. 877-WINDOWS. RenewalByAndersen.com. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as Support Dogs for Our Brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com.
This is News Talk STL.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Iran's foreign minister is set to have face-to-face talks with Russia's Vladimir Putin, trying to boost Iran's alliances during this diplomatic stalemate. Iran says it will not negotiate with the U.S. under threats and until President Trump ends the blockade of Iranian ports. But Trump says that blockade will not end until a peace deal is reached. Sources say Trump is increasingly skeptical that talks with Iran's current negotiators can yield results. And all of this means that the Strait of Hormuz remains closed and oil prices have spiked overnight and the cost of jet fuel also rising. The Wall Street Journal reports that budget airlines Frontier and Avelo are asking the federal government for financial assistance. And another budget carrier, Spirit, is already in talks for a bailout.
Yeah, that is a news report on what's happening with Iran and the talks and the price of oil and gas. And I told you I expect that this will go up and down some. I do know this personally, that I was preparing to book a flight to Vegas for sometime in the summer for the World Series of Poker event, but I couldn't make up my time on be certain of my dates yet. And I had one flight I was looking at. When I went back to check it again, they had gone up about 10 to 12%. I went, whoops, I missed that opportunity. Look, we have said from the beginning, as long as this blockade of the Strait of Hormuz is underway, it will affect oil and gas prices. It's not going to affect America that much. It will affect a lot of airlines that do fly intercontinental because they have to buy fuel elsewhere outside the USA. But again, it is affecting fuel prices in the USA. You may have to pay another $12, $15 for your airline ticket. You may have to pay another 2 to 4 cents, 5 cents a gallon for gas. But again, it's going to fluctuate. And it is better. You've got to know and understand, accept it is a hell of a lot better than having Iran have a nuclear weapon. That's what is the essence of this. And too many people want to write it off. They want to forget about that. And they also want to forget our history. They want to forget what those before us did and the prices they paid to make not just America, but the world safe. Now, I've told you repeatedly, I'm not for boots on the ground in Iran as an invasion force. The blockade appears to be working. Apparently, some ships are getting in and out occasionally. Not exactly sure how that happens. Mining the strait by Iran has been underway, and we've been underway with efforts to destroy it. But It's also even worse in Iran. And Trump has threatened to take out every manufacturing facility, every oil facility, not just on Karg Island, but everywhere in Iran. Anything that would be vital to the Iranian people. He does not want to do that because it hurts the Iranian people, not the regime. The regime, the leaders, they're going to jet off where the hell they want to and try to escape any accountability. But the problem is in dealing with them and any talks at all. So you got Iran now going to Russia, turning to Putin, because we're not going to play ball with them. So what do they think Putin's going to do for them? Well, their representative from Iran did arrive in Moscow for talks with Putin. And a Kremlin spokesman said the significance of this conversation is hard to overestimate in terms of how the situation around Iran and the Middle East is developing. This is right after this same Iranian met with Pakistani mediators, where he said Iran shared its position on ending the war. We want to end it. But is the U.S. truly serious about diplomacy? Yes, but you have no nukes and no new capability. That's the issue. And Putin even stated, we see how courageously and heroically the people of Iran are fighting for their independence, for their sovereignty. Is he talking about the people of Iran or the leadership? He's talking about the leadership. Because the majority of people in Iran want to go back to the way it was before Iranians took over our embassy, 1979. They were the most Western nation in that part of the world. They want to go back to that time. Dan Hoffman, former CIA station chief, was asked, do you think it is possible it's gotten to the point where the Iranians can truly rise up in rebellion in their own nation against the regime?
There's no evidence right now that any sort of economic pressure right now, at least, is going to induce Iran to negotiate in good faith. At least that's where we stand at the moment. There's absolutely no evidence of any popular uprising. And what I think the Iranian regime wants to do is demonstrate that they are resilient. They're doing that to demonstrate to their proxy terrorists, Hezbollah, the Houthis, and their militias in Iraq, that they continue, in spite of U.S. military strikes, to lead this terrorist state and all of their terrorist groups around the region that are so diabolically focused on destroying Israel and reducing or eliminating altogether U.S. force projection in the region.
And I would add, having a nuclear weapon. Secretary of State Rubio said, here's what the real issue is in dealing with Iran. Their fractured leadership. He said their Iranian negotiators are often in disagreement with other factions inside the Iranian regime. Here's the way he words it. Hardliners that are motivated by theology are not just the IRGC officials, but obviously the supreme leader and the council that surrounds them. Then you got the political class, the foreign minister, the president, speaker, the moguls. Moguls, if you want to call them. I like that. These guys, they're hardliners, but they also understand the country has to have an economy. People have to eat. They have to figure out a way to pay salaries in their government. That's Rubio saying what they know and recognize inside Iran. And yet, he adds this. Unfortunately, the hardliners with an apocalyptic vision of the future have the ultimate power in the country. So as much as anything else, one of the impediments here is that our negotiators are not just negotiating with Iranians. Those Iranians then have to negotiate with other Iranians in order to figure out what they can agree to, what they can offer, what they're willing to do. Even who they're willing to meet with. This is you standing in a room full of bunnies and chickens and puppies and cats and everything trying to tell them something. You think you're listening? And if you think one of them understands the word sit, they're trying to tell the chicken sit means sit. That's pretty much where we are. And Gordon Chain says, you need to keep in mind also what's happening in China, because they have 80% of their 20% of the world's oil goes through the Strait of Hormuz from Iran. China gets 80+% of that. But they do have a stockpile of 1.4 billion barrels. Maria Bartiromo is asking Gordon about that and China's support for Iran.
Gordon, it's great to see you this morning. I want to get your take on what the U.S. is doing specifically to squeeze the Iran economy. They're going from the military warfare to economic warfare. You've got all of those things that they're doing in terms of sanctions on the Chinese vessels. But then they are also freezing $344 million in crypto tied to Iran and warning countries like China, if you do business with Iran, you won't have access to the U.S. financial system. Your reaction?
This is great, and it's important for the United States to start imposing secondary sanctions, and you should start, as the Treasury has done, with China, because China is the main criminal here. The important point, though, is that we have seen in the past that when we impose sanctions on Chinese entities, the Chinese center, the Communist Party, it just changes this, it moves the sanctioned activity to non-sanctioned entities and starts all over again. This is sanctions whack-a-mole, and they did it with regard to our sanctions on China's support for Ukraine. So the important thing here is for the United States to sanction all refiners, for instance, all vessels. We do that, we really cut off the China support for Iran.
Gordon Chain, you often hear him on our program here, longtime friend and ally of our program, Larry Connors, USA, a China expert. But he said, here's the other. This is a dirty secret that is known at the highest levels and nothing being done about it.
The U.S. for years has known about the way China's been buying sanctioned oil and did nothing about it. So really what President Trump has said, look, we know what they're doing. We're going to enforce our own rules. And this is just elemental. This is great policy on the part of the president. And the American people should be applauding the enforcement of international norms and U.S. rules. You know, you have a lot of people say, oh, you know, the U.S. is a rule breaker. No, the U.S. is enforcing rules.
Yeah, the U.S. is enforcing the rules. We will have to continue to put the pressure on. We're not going to allow it to step up, because if we do, then the only thing for Trump at that point will be to start bombing and hitting Iran directly again. He does not want to do that. Yet you've got those out there saying he wants war. He does not want war. He's got everything in place if he wants war, but he's trying to stop a war. All right, coming up, our story behind the story. And I think this might relate to you personally as well. And you're a relationship with your parents when you were younger, maybe even today. Stand by, please.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I want to share something with you. Cooking a pizza using coal creates an amazing pizza. Only one place to get it, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. Of course, they offer a wide variety of pasta, but you just visit the website NapoliSTL.com, dine in or take out, and get ready for patio season. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Try it. You can thank me later. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day, because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. VincentsJewelers.com. VincentsJewelers.com. True comfort is something you should feel every day in your home. It's the quiet of your mornings, the consistency of your indoor temperature, the way your home feels season after season. With Renewal by Anderson, from consultation through installation, everything is handled by one experienced team, built around your home, your schedule. Our exclusive Fibrex material, stronger than vinyl, built for extreme temperatures. And right now, you can save 20% off your entire project. Plus, take an additional $100 off every window and door, up to $1,000. 20% off the entire project. Flexible financing is available, but you need to call by April 30th. 877-WINDOWS. Renewal by Anderson.com. 877-WINDOWS. Renewal by Anderson.com. When insurance companies know you're represented by Under Law, they know Under is not going to let you be pushed around. Their reputation is built on years of courtroom battles. If you suffer an injury or damage to your property, serve the insurance company notice. You have Under Law on your side, a St. Louis firm you can trust to protect you at every term. Don't settle for less. You want to win? Believe me, Under wins. Under, O-N-D-E-R, underlaw.com.
This is News Talk STL.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Now, Larry Connors with the story behind the story.
Welcome back. I'm going to share with you a nasty, dirty trick I pulled on my father when I was a teenager. And I never told him. But what I did, at the time the event was occurring, I reached a point where I'm thinking, he's going to die. What I'm doing and what I have done, and if he continues doing what he's doing, it's going to kill him, and I'll be to blame. What exactly did I do? Let me come to that a little bit later. But let's get to something that you and your parents, you were being raised, and maybe how you're raising your children. My dad was raised by a very stern father, my grandfather. He was basically a sharecropper for a period of time and then took over some other land and began running cattle on it. I've told you about him before in East Texas. And that's where I learned to be a cowboy the best I could anyway. But Granddad was a very stern man, very quiet spoken. But if he wanted something done, he wanted it done. He wanted it done correctly and immediately. There were 13 children in that family. One of the early daughters died in a car wreck. I never knew her, but of course I knew many of the other aunts and uncles once I was born. Some had already passed before I was born. And I do remember grandmother saying that she couldn't remember a day that one of the kids wasn't sick, and I don't doubt that. Around in the country being raised, and life is hard, and you got chores to do. Chores, actual chores. And for those of you who have maybe dairy farms and you lived on those or you worked, and you know you were out early in the morning, you had to go do that before you went to school. I know there are kids that were then and even today talking, oh my God, my parents made me walk through 4 miles of blizzard just to get to school. It's a lie, but it serves as a reminder to tell the young'uns how tough it was then. And it was tough for some, tougher for others, easier for others. But in my household, I had a younger brother, 3 years younger, 2 younger sisters. And Mom had them doing chores. I do know that once they reached an age. But we all had chores of some type. And when we reached age, we were to make our beds every day when we got up. You could not leave your room unless the bed's made. My brother and I shared a room. And yes, I'll admit to this. Because I don't think my brother's listening because he's going to a function. But if he pulls out the podcast, oh, I'm going to go ahead and say it anyway. I would be the last to leave the room after everything was put together. I'd go over there and purposely unruffle his bed, knowing Mom was going to come in and throw a fit. Mom, I made my bed. And she said, no, you didn't. Get back in there. And then give him some additional chores. Dad was always big about having us boys go around and do yard work. I mean, all kinds of yard work. And whatever the dirtiest job he could find for us to do, that was something else we would do. You probably grew up the same way. He was raising us the way he was raised. And that included spankings. And I mean real good spankings, a belt whooping. Not really hitting you across the face, not using the belt buckle, but he would fold a belt and he would whack you a few times on your bottom. If you knew you had one coming, even if it's summer in your shorts, you went inside and put on two pairs of jeans, hopefully. And more you acted like it hurt, well, then it was over sooner. So we learned to act as if we were hurt. I raised two girls, and I raised them much like my dad did. I never used a belt on them, but I'd use my hand, and especially on the older one, the first. I was a new father, a new parent. I didn't know anything but the way I was learned, probably for the same as you and your kids and your family. But they also had chores to do as well, would make sure you must do this. But what we were doing was different than what Mom and Dad would do. We would give them a little bit of money for doing it. And I mentioned that one time to my dad about something one of the daughters had done. I said, yeah, I gave her 50 cents for that. He said, you're paying her to do chores? I said, yes, sir. He said, you don't pay your kid to do chores. Did I ever pay you anything to do a chore? No, sir, you didn't. You did not. It's expected. You're supposed to get the things done and help the family. And I remember one particular hot, hot, hot summer day in August in Texas. Again, that's redundant. A hot summer day in August in Texas, it's redundant. But anyway, he had us out there working in the yard all day long, picking up everything, making sure the yard was picture perfect. And then he took both of us, my brother and me, and our two sisters and Mom, and we went to Dairy Queen and got an ice cream, a special treat. It wasn't pay for what we'd done, because the girls hadn't done anything. It was just he wanted a treat. And then we're coming back. And I want to say it was my brother that made the wise crack, but it wasn't. It was me, I have to admit. We're talking about how hard we worked that day. And I see some trash laying in the gutter about half a mile from our house. Sorry about that little alert. It's not going to bother us. We're going to be fine. But what happened was about half a mile from the house, I noticed some cups and other trash in the curb on the curbway. And I said, yeah, I'm surprised Dad didn't make us go and start cleaning all this up about a mile from the house. Well, that was a stupid thing to say because as soon as I said that, he stopped the car and said, get out and start picking up all that trash and all the way back to the house. I should have kept my mouth shut. But one of the big jobs I had to do because I was the older one and Dad didn't want my younger brother near the lawnmower, I had to mow the lawn. It was a gas Briggs & Stratton engine. Maybe many of you have done the same thing. It was a pull start lawnmower. And it had a little needle on the top that had to be adjusted for the carburetor, for the fuel. And you had to adjust that perfectly and make sure the spark plug is attached because you can pull and yank on that thing all day long. It will not start. And I don't know how many times I would go out and try to start the lawnmower. I couldn't get started. I tried and tried and tried. Finally, I had to go back inside the house. And Dad would say, why aren't you mowing the lawn? Dad, I couldn't get it started. And he would go out there, and one yank, it would be starting. And he'd look at me, and, oh, I felt it. So there came one day like that, and I thought, you know, if I go in and tell him I can't start it, I know what he's going to do. He's going to come out here and start it immediately. So I decided I'd pull a little prank on him and make it more difficult for him to start the lawnmower. And yes, there is more to the story.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Do you know why I endorse Cafe Napoli? All the locations? Visit any of them and you will quickly appreciate the quality of food, service, atmosphere. So maybe I'll see you at Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli Kirkwood, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C. Or maybe you'll find me at Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Now you know why I endorse Napoli. NapoliSTL.com.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Now, the end of the story behind the story.
So, again, I'm setting out to start the lawnmower and mow the lawn. I cannot get it started. I know if I get Dad, he's going to come out and start right away. So what I did was back the spark plug out a couple, three turns. It looks like it's still connected, but it's backed out. I go and get Dad, and I'm standing under the shade of a tree, and he's trying to start the lawnmower, yanking on it, nothing, pull again, nothing. Looks around at the mower, adjusts the carburetor, yanks again, won't happen. Yanks again and again, it's not happening. So he's still adjusting the carburetor. He's in the middle of the sun. I'm under the shade tree, and I'm watching him begin to perspire and get pretty red. We're now up to maybe 12, 15 minutes. He's still working on it and then looks down and starts checking everything else and notices the spark plug is not fully into the plug outlet as it should be. He twists a few turns, puts it in, one yank of the lawnmower, and boom, it's fired up. And he turned to me and said, "Larry, didn't you think to check the spark plug? You should have done that." Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm kind of glad he did get it started, but I also wanted to say, "Well, Dad, why didn't you check it?" "Oh, no, you don't wise back to my dad." But truth is, I'm glad he found it because I was about to go tell him what had happened because the way he was standing there in the heat of the day and the sun, I feared he might have a heart attack. I truly did. And that night again, I was thinking about, I could have caused my father to have a heart attack because of some stupid little trick fixing the lawnmower where it won't start. Well, I have to tell you, I'm glad it did start on time and he was okay. But I never told him because I feared reprisals, repercussions, and probably confinement forever. Our relationship with our parents is paramount. And I pray that you have had good relationships with your parents and that you have good relationships with your children and grandchildren. See, despite everything I've accomplished in my life, I thank God for blessing my family. One, the family I was born into. My dad came back from World War II, started the family. And two, the life we led, even though we were not rich, we didn't consider ourselves poor as he worked the oil fields of West Texas. And we lived in not mobile homes, but trailer homes until about I was maybe eight. And we actually moved into a true house with a foundation. Brick house right across the street from the elementary school. So there was no way I had to be or would be late for school every day. And then I look at how I've been blessed with my kids. And if you're a parent, I think you'd probably agree with me. The greatest achievement, the greatest legacy you will have in life is your children. And you pray that they're on the right road, the correct road, and they stay that way. And there are a lot of things pulling and tugging on them all the time. They are so much worse now than even when I raised my kids. And multiples worse than when I was their age being raised. It's tough. I don't let a day or night go by without offering a word of prayer and thanks to God for that. One, my children are born in good health. They continue to be in good health. They each gave me a grandchild in good health. They're all achieving at the top level of whatever they're doing. And there are others that don't have that kind of blessing. And you always need to keep yourself in perspective of others. It is true that there, but by the grace of God, could have been you. If you or your children had been born in some foreign nation, whatever nation you want to look at, it might have been okay, it might not have been. And the same for this nation. If you were in an area of civil disrespect and unrest on a constant basis, let's say Compton Heights, Los Angeles, straight out of Compton. If you're trying to raise your kids in a situation like that, it's impossible. And the same thing exists a lot inside our current communities, regardless of how they might appear to be. That is why, actually, and I might as well use this as an opportunity for a political message, that is why you see more minority families endorsing school aid, not federal dollars, but school voucher programs, so they can send their kids to a better school for a better education. The teachers they have might be good, might have been great teachers at one time, but they're worn down and they're fighting a system constantly. And there's a constant flood of drugs, threat, and guns on the campus regardless of what they're doing. So count your blessings for you, your kids, and your grandkids. Tomorrow's story behind the story. Do you remember when the skyjackings first became a phenomenon inside the USA? One of them took place in Houston. And a man was shot to death inside the airport. I covered that story. That'll be our story behind the story. Second hour still to come about UFOs. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
Podcast of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call John Beal to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 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 John Beal. There's only one place you can get pizza cooked over coals. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Of course, Napoli Brothers has a great selection of pasta dishes. Between the pizza and pasta, trust me, you will not leave hungry. Then, a few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge. A wide variety of quality cigars, each offering a unique smoke. That cigar, some premium whiskey, all you need to do is enjoy. Lit Cigar Lounge and Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Chesterfield Valley. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as support dogs for our brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent's Jewelers. .com. VincentsJewelers.com. Let's be candid, honest. No out-of-state law firm can represent you better than Under Law. O-N-D-E-R. Hometown roots, attorneys living right here with you and your family. When you suffer an injury because someone else was negligent, Under Law will make sure the other party takes full responsibility. You'll get full compensation, not a backroom deal worked out with some insurance companies. And of course, we're moving into the stormy season. And again, when you have a legitimate claim, you should be properly compensated. Under Law does not toy around with adjusters, investigators, lawyers trained to cheat you of what is rightfully yours. Under Law has already recovered millions for families across Missouri and Illinois. Under wins. Not just a catchy phrase, it's a fact. So I'll repeat it. Under wins. Under Law. .com. O-N-D-E-R. Underlaw.com. Wins.
This is News Talk STL.